What does loving your neighbor actually look like? This is Journey with Care, where curious Canadians get inspired to love others well through real-life stories and honest conversations. All right, welcome back to Jeopardy. Jeopardy, right? That's what we're calling it. This is episode 2. If you haven't listened to our first one, again, this is just an opportunity for you to get to know us a little bit better as hosts, because I'm kind of jumping on as a secondary host with more of these episodes of Journey with Care, and it's a good opportunity for you to get to know us a little bit better. And again, we want to introduce you to our Sojourners discussion group on our website, journeywithcare.ca. There you can get to know us a little bit better as well, or other listeners, you can ask questions about Care Impact, about us, about the podcast, anything that your heart desires to know, or you can just chat amongst yourselves on the Sojourners group. All right, we are in part 2, Wendy, of Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And last week we did fun and whimsy, faith and purpose, would you rather, and learning as our categories. This week we are doing another would you rather, life reflections, character, community, and connection. Would you say you learned anything about me last week? Do you feel like you know me a little bit better?
Yeah, see, I never knew you were that into Indiana Jones. It makes me interested to, when we go on our next road trip as a team to the conference, if you're going to have to, you're the driver. So I'm wondering if you're going to take us on any adventures, if Indiana Jones has taught you a little thing. Are you wanting to live out some of those fantasies, Indiana Jones fantasies, on our road trip?
We'll be playing the soundtrack for the full 13 hours down. I'll have my fedora on because I do have a fedora.
Okay.
I no longer have a whip.
Just don't bring a whip along.
Yeah, the border crossing, that could be problematic for sure.
Yeah.
But I do have a bunch of bobbleheads on my shelf. I might put one of those on the dashboard for the trip.
Well, so. I think that would be fun. Anybody that has been with Johan, we all know this, and give a shout out if you know this about Johan. He's a lot more fun after 10 p.m. When we have meetings and planning sessions, or when we've done group retreats and stuff, he gets kind of crazy then. So I really should be interviewing you after 10 p.m. Because we know the 10 p.m. Johan comes out. So did you learn anything about me, Johan, from our last episode?
After editing you for so many episodes, I think I knew all that stuff, because you don't know, listeners don't know the stuff I've had to cut out, some of this inside information.
I probably could have
answered a lot of these for you. Didn't even need you on. But yeah, I probably learned a few things.
That's true.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope you're not doing AI and just putting my voice into answers that you've created.
You'll never know. You'll never know. All right, let's get on with Jeopardy 2. Jeopardy.
All right.
All right, Wendy, you're going to start this one off for us. Pick your category and pick your...
Okay, I'm going to go light to get us started. I think it's going to be light. We'll see. I'm going to do a would you rather for 100, please.
What's one quality you admire most in a friend?
I have some good friends, and if I look at their best qualities, maybe it's an overused, simplified word, but I would say authenticity. A good friend will actually tell me what they think and not what they think I want to hear. And so we can have some good discussions, always loving, but they're really authentic, and we can go deep and never have to pretend around each other. Your turn.
All right. Life reflections for 200.
What's one thing you wish you had known when you were younger?
That you get older.
You didn't know that?
I think young people think they know that, but I don't think they really believe that.
That's true. You're right. We're kind of invincible when we're younger, right? We think we are. Like, have you hit midlife crisis yet? Do you feel like you're there? Like, are you on top of the hill, creeping close to the top of the hill? Where would you find yourself on the hill in the analogy of life?
I've been riding that hill for 20 years.
It's a big plateau on top. Yeah. Well, you're younger than me, but I would say probably I'm not going to measure our maturity levels, but I'd say we're pretty on par.
I probably peaked, so I'm probably on my way down, but it's my physiotherapist would say.
Okay, my turn?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go with life reflections for 100.
What is one thing you're pretty good at that you wish you can teach others?
Well, not to brag, but I do awkward pretty well. It's a redeeming quality since childhood that I could embrace my awkwardness. And I think in all seriousness, it's allowed me to bring diverse people around a table, whether that's government leaders from high up or frustrated frontline social workers to people of different cultures, different denominations, different religions, male and female. I love a diverse crowd. And I love to bring people together and create some commonality, build bridges amongst diversity in ways that is meaningful and authentic, that doesn't force people to be different than who they are, that they could bring their authentic self. I love creating that space. And that's what I want to teach across Canada. That's what I want to see the church be doing in these spaces across all the cities across Canada. I want to see us embracing diversity and being people of peace.
All right. We're going to change it up for the next one. You're going to pick my category and number.
Oh, okay. I'm going to see if you have any character. So I'm going to do character for 400. If you had to choose one Bible character that most resonates with you, who would that be and why?
My automatic answer for the past 20 years, actually for the past 37 years, 38 years. I'm only 41, almost 42. Probably would have been David. I used to sing songs about David when I was 3 years old, recording myself on a little Tykes recorder. But I mean, in recent years, yeah, my parents have it, I think, somewhere. But
can you insert it into this podcast? Inquiring ears want to hear.
That might have to be a Sojourners group thing that we put on there if people okay. want to get that. There's your bonus for you.
I do.
But in recent years, like even studying the life of David, he didn't do so many good things too. Like he did a lot of bad things. Like I don't want to associate with those types of things, but the worship side of things, the songwriting, obviously not everything in David's journey in life is admirable, but that's the same with all of us, I suppose.
So, Johan, why don't you choose a category for me?
We will do Would You Rather for 400, and I'm going to...
All right, what do you got for me?
Would you rather live in a secluded monastery or travel the world, learning from different religious communities? I think I know the answer to this one, but...
Oh, as much as I like being by myself, which I've alluded to in the first episode... if I wanted to retreat, I would definitely travel the world learning from different religious communities because that was my background before settling in here in Winnipeg. But even still, I'm very intrigued and I love traveling and learning from religious communities, even here in my own city. So, yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, that's what I figured you'd say. Mm-hmm. Let's do community and connection for 300.
Okay. Can you share a tradition or ritual that's important to you and your loved ones?
I would say eating dinner together as much as possible every night at the table. We don't have devices on. We don't eat at different places unless one of our kids has an event and they need to eat early or something, or my son's working, but we try as best as we can to eat dinner together every evening. So
I'm curious to add on to that. What's the vibe around your table? Is it like laughing and joking around? Is it like serious conversations? Is it like, how is your day type of thing? Prim and proper or loud and clowny? What is it?
It's called forced joy. We don't
you too,
always,
hey?
We don't always come to the table with happy vibes. Things are going awesome. So actually, when any of us are feeling down or just not in a great headspace, We will join hands and we will all lift up our hands to the sky and pray. And that's how we get forced joy. It's like, Lord, give us joy today. It's kind of a weird thing that we do.
I like
but
that.
When we're grouchy, we just, we're like, oh, you're looking down. Like, let's join hands and lift them up to the sky. Because it causes things to become lighter all of a sudden. So not that we don't have deep discussions ever. So anyway.
All right. I'm going to choose community and connections for 400.
How do you handle conflicts or disagreements within your relationships?
Ooh, that's a doozy. As an Enneagram 8, I do not back down from a good challenge. I choose my battles because some things are just not worth fighting for. They're just petty and whatever, you can have it. But if it's something that I'm passionate about, I actually like having the discussion and even being challenged in my assumptions or my thinking. I do like it, but how do I handle it? If my family were to answer this question, they would probably say, Mom leans in, or my wife leans in, and we would rather lean out because I'm a challenger. Okay, so let me qualify that, though, because for me, in disagreements, if we don't see eye to eye, and it's not even about who's right, who's wrong, there's usually, it's more of a communication issue. To me, leaning in isn't about being in a fight position. It's actually, I want to get to know you better. I want to work through this. It matters enough to work through it rather than retreat and put it under the carpet. So I'm not one of those people that likes to leave things kind of lingering where the air is thick and there's a disagreement. I'd rather have it out there. I'd rather be told exactly what people think than to wonder and have to like tiptoe around somebody. So I'd rather have just the open, honest conversation. And I hope that I can create that safety for others so that they can have it.
One of the great qualities in you as you lead Care Impact, for sure.
Yeah, because we have a lot of challenging topics that we navigate in society and in our churches. And how do we work together? We need to be able to embrace some challenging things.
All right, Wendy, you want to pick my next one?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm going to do a would you rather for 300. Okay, so this is a good one. Would you rather watch a chick flick with your wife or an adventure thriller with your guy friends? So that could be an Indiana Jones.
Definitely an adventure thriller with my guy friends. My wife doesn't even like me watching chick flicks with her because she'd rather watch it with other ladies that she knows
answer.
Would enjoy it. And she would tell you the same thing.
Yeah. So what kind of movie do you like to watch with your wife? If you have a date night and you could go to any movie, what type of movie would you both enjoy?
We love movies based on real stories, real events. And so that's what we usually opt for. Things like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing usually romantic. Sometimes we'll go to adventure movies as well. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She likes that as well. So you have to love adventure if you've married me. So
yeah, because you are AKA Indiana Jones.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So choose one for me now.
Let's do character for 200.
Okay.
What is one character deficiency that most gets under your skin?
Ooh. So I'm going to go with inauthenticity because I really love it when people bring their whole self to the table. In the church, at staff meetings, at the table, around with my family. I don't like the drama where people are playing games or pretending. What I don't like in certain dynamics is when there's like a big elephant in the sanctuary or big elephant in the room or in society and nobody's talking about it and it's the most obvious thing. And there's ways to do it so that it's not like bull in the china shop that is destructive, but it's just like, if it's there, can we at least talk about it?
I think that's one of Care Impact's goals, is to expose those elephants and talk about them.
And to chomp on them lovingly and say, yes. Here, here, elephant, let's step out of the sanctuary. There's other places you can roam.
I've ridden an elephant before.
Have you? Cool. I want to. Okay, you're up, Johan.
I will do, would you rather? You can pick the number.
Okay, let's go hard. I don't know what's here, but okay, so would you rather meet a historical religious figure or witness a miraculous event firsthand?
I would probably rather meet a historical religious figure.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
But like, I'd love to meet Paul. I'd love to have a good conversation with him.
See, I would have probably said, I want to continue to see miracles happen because I can see Paul in heaven. Like, eventually we'll meet up, right? But
there might be a lineup.
Yeah, that's true. You might cut to the chase, get the VIP pass. Yeah, I'll give it to you. All right, I'm going to choose life reflections for 400, please.
Describe a life-changing moment that shaped who you are today.
I think the most shaping things have been when I have been displaced purposely and selectively, and I had the privilege, I acknowledge I had the privilege to do so, to choose. Many people don't when they come here as refugees or under circumstances that they did not choose. But fortunately, I've been able to choose to do education overseas in Costa Rica and Bolivia and Middle East. And those probably have been quite life-changing for me. Actually, in high school, too, I had a bit of a travel bug here. And I was an exchange student in Europe. And all of those have been defining moments for me in my faith, where I just didn't lean on my own church community and my friends and my family to support who I was. You bring your old baggage with you wherever you go. And so those suitcases of bad habits or critical thinking or things that need to be weeded out, or gifts and abilities you didn't even think you had, and you're forced to lean heavily on God. And those are really deep moments and spiritual encounters for me that continue to resonate and shape who I am and how I think today.
All right. Let's do a would you rather. Let's go with the first one then.
Okay. So here's one for you, Johan. Would you rather drink church coffee, and we know what that's like, or warm flat pop?
Fortunately, our church coffee isn't terrible.
No, but I mean like the church coffee. Like, our church has good coffee too, but like the classic watered down Folgers. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Made in a big percolator that at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's 11.
Because coffee is my favorite drink, I find it offensive to have bad coffee. So I need to go with flat, warm pop. Mm. Preferably Coke Zero type non-sugary pop, because I don't drink too many sugary pops. So
okay. Yeah, I think I'd have to join
don't
you
offend
for that
coffee.
One too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good answer. Okay, I'm going to go with community and connection for 200.
Here's a nice, light, and fluffy one. Describe your ideal way to spend time with friends or family.
Oh, I love this question. I love having people around my table. Our 11-foot table gets filled regularly, and just with good food and company around the table, and then go back to the patio in the summertime anyway, or spring, and have a fire pit going, and just hanging out together. It doesn't even have to be that entertaining per se. We don't have to have a movie going on anywhere, but I think just rich conversations of laughter and depth of conversations where we can all be authentic. If Harold would be there, my husband would be part of this, he might bring out the karaoke. It's not my jam, but karaoke does bring out the life of a party too. So we might throw in some karaoke as well.
And you got a great fire pit patio. We should do another podcast meetup, and we can join you in your happy place.
We
there.
Should, and people are welcome to come over. We love having people over, and I built that fire pit myself with my own bare hands. That was my holiday project last year, and we'll definitely have to do that again. We did that last year, and it was a lot of fun. We talked about the Enneagram around the fire and had some good food and some good laughs. It was
ice cream party.
Yeah, we had an ice cream party. That's right. You remembered. All right. And what about you? Can I ask you the last one, community and connection for 500?
Sure.
Okay. So this is a little depth. You created it, actually. So I'm going to throw it right back at you. How do you prioritize relationships in your life? I think this is a good question.
It's hard because you're connected to so many people and you want to make time for everybody, but it's impossible, right?
Yeah.
So I'd probably have to answer that in terms of those closest to me, my close family in my under my household, just making sure that checking in with them, asking them questions.
And some good attachment trivia there is the reality is we need to have quality attachment. A fraction, 20, 30% of the time with an individual is more important than quantity of time where we spend a lot of time and aren't intentional with that person. I know I remind myself of that if I have mommy guilt for not being able to be everywhere at the same time. I can't be omnipresent. And yet, if I can focus in on having quality time with family and friends, when I'm there, being fully present is a valuable thing to hold on to.
Okay, I'm going to pick yours, Wendy. We need more done in life reflections and character. So I think you can use some more character.
Thanks a lot. I would definitely go for more character too.
Character for 500.
All right, let's have it.
Which character trait are you most aspiring to develop in your life?
Well, I think there's many things that I want to continue to grow and nurture. I would say I have a growth mindset where I'm always, where I'm reading and pursuing greater character would be an aspiration for me. But if I had to choose one character trait, what you're asking, I would say I want to become more loving and grow in love. One, it's a never-ending pursuit, so we can always become more loving. In 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about if I speak in tongues of men and of angels and I have not love, I'm only a resounding gong and clanging cymbal. And I don't want to be that. Hopefully not on the podcast either. I want to be truly loving. And if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I want to pursue knowledge and the mysteries of God. And if I have faith that can move mountains, faith that can build care impact to impact our nation, but I do not have love. I am nothing, and I want my life to count. So I would have to say my answer is love. I want to do all things with greater and greater love that comes from the Father's heart.
Good answer. You think we got time for a few more?
Yeah, I definitely want to grill you a little bit more. I'm thinking I want to finish off the would you rather. There's a question here that I'm interested because it actually has real life implications and I want to see your answer on this. Are you ready for it? I made this one just for you, Johan. Would you rather for 200?
All right.
Would you rather sit in a long meeting with your Care Impact colleagues or a long car ride with them? You know we do both.
Yeah, I would rather do the car ride, to be honest.
Would you? Okay. It's good. You're not dreading it.
I would. Because our meetings are generally online, right? Over Zoom. And I just don't enjoy Zoom very much. I'd rather have a good conversation with someone sitting beside me. So definitely take the long car ride. And I love long car rides. So
that's good because you're going to be doing a lot of the driving. A whole bunch of us from our Care Impact team are driving down to Kansas City for a conference that we're a part of. And it's going to be fun.
Maybe we'll record an episode on the road. That could be interesting.
Well, that is on our schedule, so they don't know it yet. So we're going to put the mic onto them, and we're going to get some good conversations on the car ride, hopefully. Surprise. Let's go with life reflections for 300, please.
What will you have written on your epitaph after you've passed away that you want people to remember?
Yeah. And that had, like, you know, you go to funerals sometimes and it's like, are we talking with the same person and everybody's a saint? And I wouldn't want people to think I'm a saint because, as you know, I'm not. But what would ring true? I'm going to try a little bit of a rhyme here because it's going to be corny. So please don't re-listen to this after I'm dead and put this onto my stone because this is not thinking it through. How about this? Here lies Wendy Park. She had the spark and left her mark. Does that work? Would it fit?
Sounds a little rehearsed to me.
Think about
it. Did you just come up with that on the spot, Wendy?
I did. I could put it into a rap, but I'm white, so that wouldn't come out very well.
We can run with Wendy, that. Wendy. That's fine.
The girl who loved Shmoneh Phat.
Which also killed her.
That's probably true. We need to know the cause of death to give me a theme here. So in all seriousness, I don't know how I would word this, so I'm going to stay away from poetry. That's not my lane. I get it. I hear you. I want to be known for that person who was the one who wasn't afraid to try, the one who had vision and faith to move forward and try new things and to challenge us to be better as a church. And I hope I've done a good job of disrupting in a healthy way. And I'd love that on my epitaph.
All right. Sounds good.
That's a very serious ending, though.
Am I supposed to take the last question?
We can do one more question. I also have rapid fire for you, so I'm going to put you on the hot seat. But before we get into that, do you need more character, Johan?
That's all we have left is character.
Okay. We're lacking character. Okay, here, Johan. Character for 300. What life experiences impacted you and developed character within you?
I would say marriage. Marriage is hard work, but it's so good. I think it's such a gift from the Lord to develop character within you. It will pinpoint all the weaknesses and the strengths, and you're exposed all the time. So thank God for marriage. But yeah, it's definitely developed character.
21 years for you this year?
It'll be 22 in May. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
You guys got married when you were like 15 then or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Me and Harold are old compared to you, and we're going on 19 this year. So yeah. How old were you when you got married?
I was a weak 20.
Yeah. Little babies. That's so cute.
But my wife is older than me, so a year and a half.
Okay. See, I married up. Harold is 10 years older than me. Okay, enough about me. I want to do rapid fire with you, Johan. Are you ready? Is your seat hot enough, or do we need to crank up the heat in there?
My head's in a fog, which could make this interesting.
Oh, yes, but it's not 10 o'clock. It's not 10 p.m., so this might not be as interesting as then. Okay, yeah. So I've got a few questions here, and just give me the first thing that pops in your brain. Okay, what's your favorite book of all time, other than the Bible? Bible is a good answer.
Treasury of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. It's a book my grandfather always had on hand, and I inherited that. So it's precious.
I'll have to look it up. I haven't heard of that one. If you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be?
Well, I talked about this before. I'd say Paul. Oh, lots of questions for Paul.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. I would like to sit down with Paul too. You'd have a good debate, I'm sure. Okay, what's your go-to karaoke song? We're out in our backyard having a campfire, and Harold brings out the karaoke machine. What song would you go to?
Haven't done much karaoke other than at your place that one time.
We'll
and that
have to
was
change
Christmas
that.
Songs, which I don't really like.
So you could do, like, what's your favorite song that you could sing along to?
I don't have a favorite song.
Oh, come on. Do you have like are you an 80s? 90s.
I would pull out some old U2. It would be like With or Without You, U2 sort of thing.
Okay, U2.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take that. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Good answer. Do you have a dog?
We did have, but we don't like dogs.
So you really hate cats is what you're saying.
We don't like pets. I like other people's cats.
They're God's creation. Okay, so you like my cats.
Yep.
Okay. If you could travel anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
I would love to see Greece. We got a good friend that has a place there. So, friend of a Care Impact, I mean. So.
Yes. Yeah. He always goes there every summer. I know. That's why I want to go too, because he sells it. So I know you love coffee. So I'm not going to ask you the coffee or tea question, but what's your favorite coffee bean to date that you enjoy?
Okay. This is interesting. I've tried the most expensive coffee bean in the world at the time. It isn't anymore. I don't know if you've heard of cat poo coffee.
Oh, I've heard of elephant poo coffee.
No, this one was in cat poop. Yeah, elephant poo is actually a lot. That's more expensive now. That
you
one's
know
more
your
expensive.
Coffee.
But at the time, it was cat poo coffee. It actually wasn't my favorite, though. It was okay.
Okay, so what is your favorite coffee bean?
I've roasted my own beans, so I really enjoy that. But I would say definitely Kona Hawaiian coffee beans are delicious. They're amazing.
Okay.
So, Kona coffee.
Yes. Sounds good. Okay. So what's the last movie that made you cry?
I'm not really a crier.
Me neither. This would be a hard one.
I don't think I've cried at a movie.
Ever?
So I can't really answer that.
I'm going to get Corey to, your wife, to cut onions while you're watching a movie then next time.
You know what? Here's my answer. It's probably Lord of the Rings because it was so long that I've had to pee. And that feeling of having to pee made me cry. It's like, oh, I don't want to leave because this is a great movie. But
what about, have you watched The Chosen? Have you been following along in The Chosen series?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And none of that brought kind of an emotion to your tear ducts, like a little mist?
Oh, I would say probably for sure, because like when you learn aspects of Jesus's character, like even though it's, you know, a lot of it's fictional, but the heart behind it, like you see it in a different light, it kind of makes Jesus a real person. And
yeah,
I don't know. There's definitely some good feelings there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll do. What about, are you an early bird or night owl?
I am an early bird, I would say.
Okay.
Yep. I was never able to stay up late.
Except for 10 p.m. Johan.
10 o'clock Johan.
Yeah. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done?
Joined Care Impact.
Ah, good answer. Why is that adventurous?
A little bit of an unknown. Just jumping right in. I don't know if it's the most adventurous. It's the first thing that popped into my head, which was what I'm supposed to do, right? So,
what is the last song that you've listened to?
Check my phone. The Prodigal Song by Corey Asbury.
Okay. What's your favorite childhood memory?
Probably when my dad was a paramedic, he brought an ambulance for show and tell for me.
Ooh.
That was a great memory. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a great
memory. Like pulling up to the side of the school with the sirens blazing and bringing able to bring my friends inside the ambulance. And yeah, it was a good dad moment.
Oh yeah. Good bragging rights. Having a dad as a paramedic. Yeah. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Fundraising.
I want in on that too. Yeah. And what is your favorite season?
Summer.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Lack of communication. Poor communication skills. And being late.
Oh, yeah. What's the best piece of advice that you can think of that you've ever received?
I can't think of the best, but the first thing that comes to mind, which we kind of live by in marriage and family, is don't go to bed angry.
Mm-hmm. Good. If you could have any talent in the world, what would it be?
Besides fundraising? I would like to learn the banjo, actually.
Okay. Yeah, you can have a banjo. Johan, I'm from Saskatchewan. And the banjo game. So. Okay, you are from Saskatchewan? How did that not come up in our question and answers? Well, there you go. We threw in a bonus there, guys. Okay, last question. What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Wake up.
Go on.
Shower and coffee. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that was the last of our rapid fire. So we got one more episode coming up. One more where you can get to know us, ask us anything about Care Impact, us as individuals, Journey with Care podcast, whatever you want to know, we'll try to get it on the podcast, depending on how many questions we get. So, all right, we are just so grateful for our listeners and those that are sharing the podcast, that are getting stuff from it. We always love feedback, so feel free to do that. Go to our website to do that. And we got some really good, maybe some controversial or intense series coming up after this. So tune in next week for the third and final in this series. And we look forward to what's coming next. We're going to have that one on the road on our road trip. So that will be interesting as well. So
yes.
Anything to add, Wendy?
Well, this has been a lot of fun getting to know you a little bit better, Johan, and hopefully people have been able to get to know me a little bit more. And I am looking forward. I'm curious to see what kind of questions you all have out there. And that we're looking forward to corresponding with you. So keep those questions coming.
And join the Sojourners group where we can have a fun discussion there. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining another conversation on Journey with Care, where we inspire curious Canadians on their path of faith and living life with purpose in community. Journey with Care is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity dedicated to connecting and equipping the whole church to journey well in community. You can visit their website at careimpact.ca or visit journeywithcare.ca to get more information on weekly episodes, Journey with Prayer, and details about our upcoming events and meetups. You can also leave us a message, share your thoughts, and connect with like-minded individuals who are on their own journeys of faith and purpose. Thank you for sharing this podcast and helping these stories reach the community. Together, we can explore ways to journey in a good way. And always remember to stay curious.